91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. U.S. President Barack Obama says it's possible the mass shooting in California was related to terrorism, but authorities still don't know. He says it's also possible it was workplace-related or that there were other mixed motives. Obama says something has to be done to reduce mass shootings.
It's going to be important for all of us, including our legislatures, to see what we can do to make sure that when individuals decide that they want to do somebody harm, we're making it a little harder for them to do it. Because right now it's just too easy.
The president is also calling for people to wait for the facts before making any judgments. He said America must make it harder to carry out gun violence, but acknowledge that the threat can't be eliminated completely. A South African appeals court has convicted Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning a lower court's conviction of the double amputee Olympian on a lesser charge of manslaughter following the shooting of his then-girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. A 15-year prison sentence is the minimum punishment for murder in South Africa. However, the law allows for a lesser sentence in exceptional cases. Pistorius' lawyers will be looking into what options they have available to keep him out of prison.
His family has released a statement saying that his legal team is going to study the judgment and look at their options. It is possible they could appeal the decision by the appeals court. In theory, the case could go even higher to the constitutional court, but it's really unclear right now what they are going to do.
Pistorius was placed under house arrest in October. The Trudeau government is setting up a 5-member advisory board to fill the empty seats in the Senate with independent senators. House Leader Dominic LeBlanc says one of the new independent senators will head up the government bench in the Red Chamber.
The government looks forward to leading this change by appointing one of the new independent senators to be appointed, as my colleague said, hopefully very early in the new year, to be the government representative in the Senate.
Prime Minister Trudeau has also appointed Senator George Feuer to the chamber's new speaker, replacing Conservative Leo Hoskins. After several years of planning and months of construction, a new-look Front Street is open. Construction on part of the street officially ended today with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Belleville's Director of Recreation, Culture, and Community Services, Mark Fleur, says he's happy to see the project completed.
It feels amazing. There's so many people here that are feeling positive about this. So many people that are so happy to see it finally come to fruition.
Planning for the project began back in 2010, with construction starting in May of this year. That's QNET News on 91X to 302. In sports, two of the top teams in the NHL's Eastern Conference face off in Montreal. The Canadiens host the Washington Capitals, who have won their past 5 games. Elsewhere, Ottawa is playing Chicago, Toronto is in Minnesota, and Vancouver hosts Dallas. The Toronto Raptors kick off a 6-game homestand tonight when they welcome the Denver Nuggets to the Air Canada Centre. It's Toronto's first extended stretch of home games after playing 13 of its first 19 games on the road. The Atlantic Division leading Raptors entered tonight's action, leading Boston by only a game and a half. The Loyalist Lady Lancers volleyball team is off to a great start this season. QNET's Will Perro has more.
The team opened its season with 7 wins and 3 losses. The Lancers are coming off of a 3-2 win over the Trent Excalibur last week in a game where Trent pushed them to their limits. Team captain Amy Parker says she's looking forward to a good second half of the season.
It's been good. It's been very good. We do have these ups and downs throughout the season, but we do get out of those tough holes that we do get. And I feel very confident coming into the second semester.
Lancers coach Dominic Dawes says that she is happy with the team's performance so far.
I'm really proud of these girls. We had a great start. Got a little bit rough a little bit there, but they've really come together and we finished quite strong coming into Christmas.
Dawes added that the team's strengths are what sets them apart from the opposition.
We are a great serving team. You can see on the OCLA website how well we do service aces. Definitely tends to bring down our competition.
Loyalists will look to continue their hot season when playing Fleming College after the holidays. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly cloudy with a high of +5. Tonight, a low of -1. Tomorrow, a high of +7. And on Saturday, a high of +8. It's 3:04. At 3:04, it's 5 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X, next at 4:00.